Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody gonna love you. You should think about what bitch in the right mind gon' fuck you. That's what they told me then. So I was like, fuck a bitch, I'ma grind on my shine and time on my bloody mind. Oh, now she like me. Oh, now they like me. All I want is a bitch. This is gonna be wifey. No three-course meal. All I want is fast food. I wanna have fun. How about a good time? I don't love you. I just wanna unbutton your blouse and let the girls out. I wanna fuck you. Maybe later on, if you're free, you can come to my house. I'm gonna hit you off. We can get freaky and freakier than you ever been. We can get freakier and freakier than you ever been.
From Belize, keep falling the weed. Remy crew got me sweating out a Remy weed. For mile of the night, my bitches from the peas. The baby, she the project, you see. Them hoods always bring back memories. They all catch the vapors like, yeah, yo, you remember me? I certainly do. Pull a curtain on a 6'2". For free, she on a men's crew. I promise I don't love them, I don't cuff them, I don't pay a rent to have the next. I'm a pimp with principles, killing with visuals. My diamonds like Dubai
stars. I don't wanna love you. I just wanna unbutton your blouse and let the girls out. I wanna you. Maybe later on if you're free, you can come to my house only if you want to. We can get freakier and freakier than you've ever been. Want to. We can get freakier and freakier, you can bring a friend.
I don't want a relationship, I just wanna have fun. In every position we can come up with till we're done. And my request is to pick a shoot in my ear. I like to hear what you're thinking after laughing and drinking. Yo, we can have a ball, yeah, we can do it all. Moonshine, light up the sky at nighttime. With me, anytime could be the right time. I'm sort of impulsive, I'm kind of explosive. Me, you pick a little at a time in doses. Don't want you addicted, I just want to kick it. You can pick the spot, I'll be there with the breakfast. Give it to you good when I'm gonna show you gonna miss.
I don't want to love you. I just wanna unbutton your blouse and let the girls out. I wanna
you. Maybe later on if you free you. Don't mind only if you want to. We can get freakier and freakier than you've ever been and want to. We can get freakier and freakier. You can bring a friend.
Flowing on some shit, probably bigger than my baby arm. Pissed the lady off. so she come to me for comfort. Fix your baby mom, now she come to me for comes work. Gun work, got it if the nigga buzz, pop it as a nigga mug. Watch the figure vibe, trying to see this nigga die. Ride. I ain't giving no mercy. Baby needs shoes and my niggas is thirsty. Lady want a nigga back in. Fucking fat bitch. I keep the extra Mac 10. You can find me in the trap on the 8M. Pumpers in the store right next to the Jamaican. So I'ma shake him, break him, take him to the basket. Your mama pick the shoe while they lay you in your casket. Ow. I got a 50, it's a 50, it's a shoveling in my soul. With a helipop, nigga, you climb. I'ma meet you in my helicopter. I will never stop till the day I die. Even then, they praise me as the great one. They rate me at an even 10. Seen a man, something real wavy in the drive through. You can hide, nigga, I'ma find you. Must I remind you? Don't a nigga style come close to the wave, man. Nigga, I'm a main man, caveman. Had to do my eight in the state, man. That's an old chapter in my life. Like the break dance, pacing back and forth, thinking about will he ever do the time? Can he go to jail if he didn't really do the crime? Papa in the staircase doing lines. Got his energy all up. Nigga, we ball up like that. Ow. I got a fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick Man Radio, it's your boy Dad C. I'm home with Dope Contemporary Hip Hop and R&B, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle. What is up,
yes,
Nate? What's
yes.
Buddy?
What's good? What's good, everybody? Woo, that was a nice set.
Yeah,
you started
man,
off
you know.
Pretty fly. I didn't know where you was going, but you was taking it in other places. You started off nicely, though. Nicely.
Yeah, man. We got to mix it up a little bit. It's a special show this weekend. Oh,
uh-huh.
Man. It's a special show. We got a special guest, y'all. For y'all who don't know, it's a group called Midi Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Production group. We got one half of that group. His name is Dirty Swift.
Right.
He's calling in this evening, and this is going to be a good one, man. He's got a lot of hits under his belt. He's got the 50 Cent joint, the 21 Questions.
Right.
And
he also got that Fantasia joint, When I See You.
Definitely. So. Yeah. He's also working on Justin Bieber's album. Well, he did some on Justin Bieber's album, the last one, and I know he's got something on Frank Ocean's joint that's about to come out, and he working. He was also on that Love & Hip Hop joint too. He was talking to Samaya Reese. We gonna talk
that's
to him about
right.
that too.
What else is going on? He's gonna call in tonight. That's gonna be hot. We're gonna ask him how he got his start and things like that. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what else happened this week?
I don't know, man. You know, it was kind of a whirlwind type of a week there. You know?
Yeah, it was a crazy week. You know, I know the week started off. I heard that Tip signed with Good Music. Q-Tip signed with Good Music.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, you know what? That's a good look for him.
It's a natural look.
You know, congratulations to Q-Tip for signing to Good Music. Yo, you know what else happened that was crazy? Did you hear about the whole Mobb Deep thing?
Yes. I think that no matter what, that had to be the number one story in hip-hop. That went on all week, but...
What was that all about? Do you think it was half? Because, yo, there's audio. If you go to World Star Hip Hop, y'all, you can see audio for... It's a few days back of The Breakfast Club, you know, Angela Yee and Charlamagne and DJ Envy, you know, shout out to them. You know, they had audio of Havoc talking, allegedly Havoc talking to somebody else, talking about, yo, you know, I smacked Prodigy down in South by Southwest, he a faggot, all types of shit going in.
I don't know.
His voice
crazy,
sound
though.
Like him, Nate. It sound like him, Nate. It sounds
yeah,
just like him. So
and
look.
Then, and then there's another story about how he, now he also has an alcoholic problem. He's alcoholism is a problem for him, and then he does things and blackouts and forgets, and there's been a lot of stories about him being drunk through the years and
but that's
bad
what they
behavior.
Said. That's what they said, because they had Nori call up. Nori called up. He heard it, and he was like, yo, I will have to say that's absolutely Havoc. So then Havoc called up, and they was laughing. They was like, Hav, tell the truth, man. You was drunk. You just aired your man out, and y'all cool again. Just tell the truth. Hav was like, nah, that didn't happen. That wasn't what happened. So Angela Yee was like, yo, I'm a woman. I know he lying. It was crazy. It was crazy.
I don't know. It's just, and, but they just showed a picture of them together at the game.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe P know about his alcoholic blackouts and shit like
that.
Yeah, you know,
and
been
he
a
just go crazy.
Years.
Oh, well, he's known him for years, so I don't know.
You know, he deals with him with P with his sickle cell. You know, he deals with him
that's,
with
well,
his alcohol.
True.
You know,
well,
they like brothers. They like brothers.
They
out
said
here.
he blasted Prodigy, and then he said that wasn't him.
Yeah, exactly. But it was clearly him, like the Volk.
Did he sound like he was like drunk, like going in drunk?
Yeah, it sounded like it's clearly him. I wish I had the audio. I wish I had it. Everybody go to worldstarhiphop.com and go a few days back. You'll see, man. I don't know what day it is on there. So do the footwork, man. Don't be lazy. All right. So, yo, we're going to get into a little bit more music. We got some music. We got a little set coming up. And, you know, we feeling good. We're going to play some good stuff. And, you know, Six Man Radio, man, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. No, B, where else are you going
right.
to listen to this shit at, man? Pandora? Nah, I think not. Let's go. Let's get it.
You wanna do a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and kill a nigga cap, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you love me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them dreams. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love
could
for
you
me?
Love me in a girl? Could you love me on the bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bedroom? Could you love me on the bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
Fuck you haters, cops, I'm pocket. it now. When it come to Kobe, stand out with me. Mind cheap, about to take over the city of Philly like John Street. Nigga, ask all y'all fiends. They call me Chef Boyard Bean. Beanie Crocker, cook coke proper. Right amount of flour, sipping it up. Coke spots running by the hour, shipping it up. Graveyard shift, move packs and bundles. Braveheart kids, use gas, don't rumble. Gorilla niggas going apes in this concrete jungle. Banana clips will make them monkeys tumble. In the midst of the scuffle, I'm in the hood with them chicks like Ruffles. Boxman, Frito-Lay, for that Frito boxing, you will lay. Nigga, I'm not playing. Listen, whether I make cash or take cash, I'm in the hood eating with my dogs like when we break fast. Bees on the hood and a wheel and a brick pad. Yeah, when I skate pad, this is shake ass. I sit 430 deep in wheels, about 430 cheap in wheels. Small bins, look at your small rim, small wheel, small grill. Big beans, sit in the Bentley, my heart pill. 0 to 60, so quickly, how you want it, you can have it. Drop top, stick shift, automatic. Backwoods still smoking, 6'4 still rolling. Three wheel motion, it's for broken.
From reefers, drenching defense, and these seven showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigga. Let's see for what this works as we confiscate your figures.
Yes, and over ground, levitating, Gigi and Dashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut. Freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure. from the knuckle swatch. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shots at the season's artillery. Two players for swerving no corners, we madness to moolah. Living with Charlie's angels on us, no smiling when sliding. They get you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jaja, you're the happy San Quest to the coast. The key logo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers. Sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT box is a good time, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what?
No doubt, y'all care anymore about this hip hop man?
I mean,
how far will you punk motherfuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn ass niggas? Yeah, we give you much more.
Much more.
Longevity, baby, and yo, Dave.
Yow, it's been instilled in me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like to land and lay the brand away. Grand operate to stand away at last sight. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze, walk away with my dough, cause I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle, watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house, house rules, so house take bank, watch they bank. Banner had him on a hawk since Atlanta, extravaganza, gamma ray rap, I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown, hey now, when the liquor over, we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos, I holla off of style and notes and keep the island close to me.
Much more is what we got in store. Just believe it.
Brother with smoke krill, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's alleged to be hot. And when you rock, it's just impersonations of me. The writer's MCMP with the B in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans are made up of many. With kids allergic to belts, letting their mind melt from drinking the Henny. And them straightened now types who be waiting to hear. Them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body of teams with these tools. While some others play God, they just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Still in all 5-0 came to my mic check. Telling me I left lacerations around my mic. Next, domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
Pick up your microphone. Pick up your microphone. Yo,
how many mics do we rip on the daily? Semi say mini money. Semi say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, say me say many, many, many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Dr. Strange. I'm tamed like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. Act is whack, plus you use that. Over and over, claiming that you got a new style. Your attempts are futile, ooh child. You're puerile, brainwaves are sterile. You can't create, you just wait to take my fate. Laced with malice, hands get callous. From gripping microphones from here to Dallas. Go ask Alice if you don't believe me. I get inner visions like Stevie. See me ascend from the chalice like the Weezy. Indeed be like Khalid Muhammad. MCs make me vomit, I get controversial. Freaking style with no rehearsal, ooh. Contrary move, friend. Don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yeah. Yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the daily? Mini money, say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Mini money, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Mini money, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Mini money, say many, many, many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights screaming out, I'm for golf. Problem with no man, before black, I'm first human. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Sweet pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label that make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I gotta wreck your deal. How does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Steel. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? This is set up by the feds, they're scoping us with their infrared.
The boom, blip, the boom, the bang, bang, bang. You're now rocking with the best. Hey, Dante, mashallah, life is good.
Only on way, life is good.
Call a brand new day. This life is fantastic. It's easy. It's hard. It's intense. It's sharp. And on and on and on. Rode around hometown on the day I was born. But some things change and don't change at all. Like the kettle filler, pressure on them. Top of two stepping on them. Hungry got their weapon loaded. It could pop at any moment. Say a prayer for the sick and the suffering. The odds turn is the hard workers and hustlers. The sinners, the saints, the cars and the customers. I came up with them. I keep in touch with them. I show love for them. Show love again, plant a seed and grow love again, smoke love again, to celebrate a long time, elevated morning star, decorated voice of imagination, inspiration, information, salute the Zulu Nation, like peace, unity, love, let's have the fun, it's like death keep rocking it, you should be rocking it, Brooklyn rocking it, you should keep rocking it, extreme rocking it, you should be rocking it, it ain't no stopping the sun, and life is good. Being the man and handling your biz. What love got?
spot. I've been slept on for a long time. It's time for me to put my Mac down. But in the meantime, let me tell you why the bitch name. The woman looks so good, she make you masturbate. Come into my life, let me show you how I operate. My name is Rasul, but you can call me a gigolo. My teacher name is, you know how we roll. I had a lot of shit to do back in the Astro.
I said, nigga, come back to Earth.
What can I do for you back in this bitch? Coming through with my new suit. Nigga looking fly, cause you know we got a lot of loot. When I'm on the mic, a nigga throw down his blunt just to hear what we say up in this bitch.
You know what love is. Say it with me now. You know what love is. What is the look of? It got something to do with being the man and handling your biz. What love got to do with it? At SB, it's all bullshit. You know what love is.
Three is on the love tip.
You know what love is.
The S is on the slug tip.
You know what love is.
Three is on the slug.
Was cool and at the Palladium, seen an old world cover girl. I said, hey lady, I'm sorry if you're in a rush. Don't let me hold you up or intervene or interrupt. But you got the look, I wanna get to know you better. I had to let her know, but yo, I didn't sweat her. Cause if you would've seen what I was seeing, almost looked Korean, but you're European. When she spoke, her accent was self-explanatory. Even her body language told a story. Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony. I said, my name is Ra, and this is Eric B. Since the music was loud, I said, let's take a walk so we could talk and see New York. Showtime didn't start until 1 o'clock, but once I entered your mind, I wouldn't want to stop. Caress your thoughts till we were thinking the same. Calm your nerves, massage your brain. Each moment's a mineral, poetry's protein. Versus the vitamin effects like codeine. Then tell me how you feel when I reveal a pill that'll heal your pain. Cause I'm real, she must have OD'd cause she couldn't resist. She spoke slowly when she told me this. She said, over me, I'm going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany. So I prescribed her something to revive. But surprise her, she's liver and much more wiser. From the light I shine when the brain cells spark constantly so she can glow in the dark. Then soon you can represent the moon. As long as I keep you in tune, I'll tell you who you are and why you're here. Take it inside cause it might take a year. It's funny how time flies when you're having fun. We got close and it was almost one. She kissed me slow, but you know how far a kiss can go. Fuck around and miss the show. So I told her to hold that thought real tight. We could finish what we left off later on tonight. Back to the scene of the crime on time. As they introduced the fiend of a rhyme, she stood in the crowd with a bird's eye view of me. Thinking of later on of what she could do to me. The back of the room, I could see her eyes gloom. Patient but hoping that the show was over soon. As the place was ripped in half, she made her way to the front row. So I said, let's go. I packed my mic as they screamed for an encore. The speakers were blown, plus my mic was sore. Besides, I got places to go, ladies to see. And she could tell me how crazy she was over me. We drove off, she said she liked the way that I performed. And couldn't wait to get soft and warm. I said, I was watching you, watching me. Looks I received made it hard to MC. I could take a hint, so I knew that she wanted my agony, agony, agony in her body. Showed her some sights, then I took her to the condo. She was piping hot, but I kept my console. She asked how come I don't smile. I said, everything's fine, but I'm in a New York state of mind. As we reached the kingdom, she said, bring some champagne. She'll entertain, then sing some sentimental songs, real gentle. It hit the spot, and you know where it went to. As we embraced, I felt the heart pumping. I knew she was in the mood for something. So I laid on my back and relaxed. It wasn't a perion that made her collapse over me. She was going crazy. She rubbed me on my chest and called me Mr. Sexy. She said she want my kids and help me make my next G. Tell me I ain't finesse Mahogany.
Guns in the building, I gotta make them wait for it. They can't just get in the way. March it up. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OZ. I guess even back then you can call me the CEO of the ROC. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in the piece of paper, bam, my name. Got the hottest chick in the game. Wearing my chain, that's right, Ho. I ain't done. Check it out. Respect these big niggas want beef, cause they know that's the only way we ever gon' speak. We never gon' see eye to eye. Your type of real, I don't recognize, it's all televised. Mobsters opt to not get in beef, there's no business in it, it only brings police. Wanksters want beef with their name in the street. Most times end up with their brain, where they feet should go. You should know if you gon' do something and you go to radio, we all know you frontin'. They shootin', nobody dying. Somebody better put somebody body on somebody eyeing. Sometime soon, somebody lying. I ain't buying that shit, y'all shoveling. I ain't ducking for nothing, cousin. I'm too tall to act small, you liars. Alright, that's enough. I'm
Six-Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It is your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on? I'm digging our audience.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Audience, right? You see them?
They're loud, right?
Yeah, they're going crazy. Those niggas are wild. Yo, we got a special guest on the phone right now. Oh, man. Yo, shout to the homie. Ladies and gentlemen in the listening vicinity, I want you to stand up and salute my homie, Dirty Swift. What's up, Swift? What's good?
Yeah.
Dirty Swift. I got to say this, a.k.a. Vin Diesel, the Canadian.
Yeah, you're on my Twitter.
Yeah, man. What's good, man? What's going on? You're doing a lot of stuff, bro. You're doing a lot of stuff. What's going on?
Hey, man. I'm trying to stay relevant, man. You know how it is, this business. Yeah. You know, it ain't the same as when we started, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
A lot's changed with Brooklyn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people don't even know, man. Yo, we go back a long way, man. Yo, yeah, I don't know. This is my dude. Like, we were roommates.
Yeah, we go back like Myrtle Avenue.
Yeah, man, for real. We were roommates, and you
wow.
know, we got like what is this with like 65 songs together?
I mean, we got a few albums.
We got a few albums, man. It was crazy because Swift. Let me tell you, Swift was one of the producers that I could honestly say that is was so tedious about his work. You know what I mean? Like homie would go downstairs and just make beans and then go upstairs and just start making beats and just be on the beat all day. You know, Swift was my lion. I'd be right next door in the room like, hold up, he's making something crazy, let me go in there. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
with the flip-flops with the duct tape around them.
Yeah,
wow.
Pretty much. The flip-flops with the duct tape around. Word up. So, first things first, but you're from Canada, right?
Yes.
You know, how did you even get to New York in the first place? What?
I took the train, Amtrak.
Right.
You know, I was at a point in Canada where I was like, you know, we got some success in Canada, you know, me and my crew and stuff, but some, you know, a lot of stuff had happened. A lot of them were into some things they shouldn't have been into. So, you know, some heavy stuff happened. And it was basically, I was at a point where I was like, I can restart where I'm at or I can go to where this shit all happens. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, let me just roll the dice and just go to New York. You know, I basically took a sleeping bag and my drum machine and just moved down.
Yeah. So, Who were some of the artists that you worked with when you first came down to New York? Like, who did you start?
I mean, I had my crew, the Gruff Soldiers, that at the time, that was like our crew out in Queens. And then I just started meeting people, you know? So I met this dude who used to be an A&R, and he had a lot of contacts in the business, and he knew another dude who was his father. He knew this dude's father, so he was helping out the father's son get in the business, and the son was managing an artist by the name of Sean Mims.
So I ended up
doing Sean Mims, better known as Mims, first demo, like basically first demo. He's doing stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did
that's
his first demo.
How I met, man. That's how I met.
Yeah.
Oh, that's through, crazy.
We did his first demo in the Bronx. I had this little apartment in the Bronx, and then who was it? It was Reggie, who I think was helping his manager. Yeah, and then Reggie knew Aggie, and Aggie was one of the guys who was managing you. So eventually they brought you over to the crib, and the rest is history from there.
Yeah, pretty much. And yo, it's crazy. It's so nuts because I remember OT. OT was one of my other managers. OT would come through, and OT would be like, yo, there's this dude. He got beef. Like, the dude is crazy. It's crazy. And me, like, I will always have my nose turned up. Like, yo, let me hear some crack. I want to hear crack. Let me hear crack. Yo, we went to Swift's house. Swift, you remember the first song we did was Uh-Oh. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The first song, yo, I went in there. He played the beat. We looked at each other. I said, I pulled out my two-way, and I wrote it in, like, what, 10 minutes?
And
then we did it, and we just sat there looking at each other. We knew it was crazy. The chemistry was crazy after that. That's one thing.
It was so crazy you'd come over, and I'd make a beat, and you'd write it, and then we would finish it, like, just from top to bottom.
Yeah, complete record, finished, done. For the fork in it. Yeah, man, but that's good.
Wow.
So after that, the Mini Mafia situation came to play, and you had a big hit with the 21 Questions record, and that's basically what put you on the map.
Well, I mean, it all came through that line of people that we met. Like I met Mims, and then I met you, and then I ended up basically moving into the Brooklyn house, which is the underground Brooklyn Mecca.
Yeah. 307. Yeah.
307 is where I met Bruce. He used to come through and play, you know, ridiculous choruses and stuff. And we'd be like, this guy's nuts. But so I would see Bruce maybe once every 3 weeks or so. He'd come through like a whirlwind.
And then
he would come through to the crib in Brooklyn too. Like, there was just like a house of people.
Yeah, I mean that house was like, what, we'd get like between 30 to 60 people just passing through on any given day.
Yeah.
Just passing through,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
It was just a stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just a house. It was a label. It had been several labels, I think, over the years. A studio, a place to live. You know, people that were in the business were living there, radio promoters, A&R.
Right. A&R,
Yeah. People just did their, you know, you did a bid in that house, basically, if you were in the Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yo, Swift, real talk, man. I really want to do a movie about 307 because,
you know, when
I talk to people and I tell people about the 307 experience, it's like they understand it sounds ill, but they really got to see the visual of it because when I tell y'all, everybody came through that house, man. Like, there was something special about that house that just embodied hip-hop. It was so crazy.
I mean,
a lot
happened in that house. A lot happened. You know, R.I.P. E-Rock, you know what I mean? Just the crazy things that happened while we were there was like,
man.
And we were there at the end, you know what I mean? Like, that was the end, and that was kind of like the end of the whole story.
Pretty much.
But it was through being there is where I met Dino through OT because OT and Dino were tight, and Dino was trying to sign 50 Cent to Universal at the time, and that's how I even got 50 Cent beats.
Wow.
And then the rest is history, and then they became and then you and Wayne, y'all became Mini Mafia, and then the train took off.
I mean, it was like Mini Mafia was a joke at first. It was like we were all together, and we were like, okay, I started doing stuff for Bruce, and Bruce was doing stuff with me. He would put choruses on my beats. I would help him kind of like pull his beats together and mix them a little bit, and then we were both running with the same manager at the time, Tony Perez, so it was like, Tony would be like, hey, you know, you guys might as well do the same. If you guys don't mind doing meetings together, you should go to the same meetings because, you know, you can knock out two birds with one stone.
Right.
Why not? We got stuff together anyway, so if we sell any of that stuff, we'll call it Mini Mafia, you know? And that was a line. Mini Mafia actually came from one of your songs. What was it?
It was
Thugs, Midi Mafia.
Yeah. It was you done fucked up.
Yeah, that song. So I got the name from that. So I said, that'd be a dope name for a production team. So as a joke, it was almost, Bruce, we're going to call ourselves Midi Mafia. And then 21 Questions happened. And then, from there, I was like, okay, I guess this is real.
The last laugh was with you. It was definitely not a joke. Because from there, you ended up doing, and you're still doing, you have the Fantasia, When I See You, you've worked with Jennifer Lopez, Jean Grey, Talib, Nelly. You're working with Frank Ocean now. So, it's been a crazy whirlwind, definitely, since 21 Questions.
Yeah, we've been through a lot. And then I was never one to really have a partner. But when me and Bruce really got to know each other, we do the same thing, but we don't do it the same way. So it's kind of we don't get in each other's way. So, I'll finish it. I do more mixing. I'm meticulous, so I do all that stuff. Bruce is like the opposite. He's like scatterbrained, so I kind of pull his madness and make it make sense. So, that's why it works.
Yeah. All right,
it all started at 307, though.
You going to stick around for a second? Because I want to get into the Frank Ocean joint.
I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna get into the Frank Ocean joint. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk more with Dirty Swift from Midi Mafia. Yo, y'all need to stick around as well. Six Man Radio, it is a home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. And we are here every Saturday night, 7:30 to 9:30. You already know. So we're going to get into this Swim Good record by Frank Ocean, produced by my dude, Dirty Swift from Midi Mafia. Let's get it.
I'm good.
Those
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It is your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, a.k.a. Ben Dito, all of that stuff, man. Along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
Right. Nadine Michelle only, a.k.a. sometimes pies, a.k.a. sometimes sugar, but always Nadine Michelle.
That's what's up. And yo, who else
and
we got
on the
line?
And we have Dirty Swift with us.
A.K.A.
Finn Diesel. I love that. Finn Diesel, the Canadian.
The Canadian, eh?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Canadians are cool now.
It's a heavy hip-hop scene in Canada. Canada is, from what I heard, and unfortunately I've never been, is so rich with music. I hear musically, it's like being in New York. Is that true?
It's somewhat like that. I mean, it kind of really follows the New York kind of vibe. But there's a lot of West Indian influence there, obviously. Everybody kind of like in Canada is from somewhere else, so they kind of bring their culture with them. So you get a lot of, reggae mixed with soca and, like, you know, hip-hop. And, you know, they kind of just fuse everything together. So it's kind of cool. And, like, with hip-hop changing now, where it's not really so much about your neighborhood or where you're coming from, because everywhere is accessible to everybody all the time now, you know? It's like a reach, because I can go online and find out what's going on in Alabama right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Canada has had a chance now to kind of, like, be cool and have a guy like Drake come out and like, do well, because it really doesn't matter anymore now. It's just about good music, so.
Right.
Yeah,
it's been a good thing.
Yeah, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you is when Seed said you were going to be on the show, I remember Seed talking about you back in the day, and he always talked about 307 all the time and how you all just never really came out of that room unless you had to use the bathroom or get something to eat, and that was really basically it, you know, right?
Make some beans.
But you had an appearance on Love & Hip Hop. I had to touch that, you know what I mean? And it was like a little love connection going on with you and Samaya. Now, maybe that wasn't true, because sometimes I feel the show is always staged in some kind of way, but was she like an artist that you worked with or happened to be trying to develop and something maybe happened between the two of you?
I mean, we met working on some music, and then, we decided to, you know, kind of show it on the show. It was kind of like the show is not scripted, but it's like they'll throw an idea at the producers or whatever, be like, look, you know, this is Guy Swift, I'm feeling him, whatever, so, you know, is it cool if he comes on the show, kind of thing. And then they just, I didn't know at the time, but one of my ex-managers, Mona Scott, she was producing the whole thing. So it's like, as soon as I found out it was her, it was like, all right, cool. I felt comfortable that I wasn't going to be portrayed like crazy, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that was my biggest concern with reality TV. So, like, we did another reality show, Electric Barbarella's, the year before on MTV, and it was, you know, the show was, it was what it was, but, again, our deals with MTV and stuff, that I knew that we were going to be portrayed in a cool way, so I wasn't worried about it, you know. So it was the same situation with Love & Hip Hop, where I was like, as long as I know they're not going to edit me and make me look crazy.
Right.
Cool. Now you look smooth, bro. Wait, hold on. Whoa. I was watching the show. I see my dude, yo, Finn. You were sitting at the table. You had the hand around the glass. You had the eyebrow up, like, Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at that. I said, yeah, look at my man. Look at my man. He's going in. She was sitting there all teeth, bro. She was all teeth.
Wow. You are so funny, right? That is crazy. That is really crazy. So that's good,
I had fun doing the show, and it was like just crazy to see the response from just being on it just that one or two episodes. It was like, holy.
Right.
And like, I didn't realize the scope of the audience on that one. So
I was seeing tweets. I saw tweets from people that same night, that very night. Girls just like, oh my God. This guy, whoever this guy is, he's so sexy. He's a sexy white boy. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was wild. I was like,
oh, my goodness.
I was like, all right, you're loving hip-hop.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
thank you.
But, you know,
that is so funny.
Through being on it and doing, you know, knowing Mona and stuff, it helped with, you know, we ended up putting a few songs in the show too. So it was like we got a little bit of scoring and stuff like that. So it was just a good look. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have any problem with doing it. And Samaya's a great person. She's I really like the song we did. We just haven't had a chance to really reconnect too much since then because great. But she's definitely a sweetheart. And it was fun.
Yeah,
Barbarellas. I didn't even know about that show. What was that all about, and how'd you get connected to that? Were you working with the group and developing their music?
One of the many things we've been doing lately is we cultivated a relationship with MTV. So we do a lot of scoring and a lot of music you see on the shows on MTV is our stuff.
Right.
And me and Bruce ended up doing a group, The Meaty Mafia, which we kind of like, we do these songs where it's like, We just have fun. It's more like up tempo dance. We mix a little stuff. We're just having fun. We're just throwing everything we wanted. You know, we're
like
not doing
anything. Like your joint famous.
You know?
Video for that. It's fabulous. It's like you have.
Yeah, we had
fun
a blast. We went to Vegas and got the casinos to pay for videos. You know, more than probably what most artists are getting on their budgets now for videos. You know, the casinos, they pay for it because we shot it there. So
right,
you know,
from on there. That's great business. That's awesome
business. We did some really cool branding deals, and then MTV kind of caught what we were doing, and they were like, yo, we want to feature you on season 2 of Jersey Shore.
Wow.
So they ended up, you know, bumpering our videos in after the episodes, and like throughout that whole season, our music was featured in just about every episode. So we kind of made an album for that, you know, based off of what we did with Famous and everything else. So our relationship with MTV is really deep now. We're starting to do a lot of other stuff with them. And they had this show, Electric Barbarellas, that they needed on-screen producers for. So obviously we were a perfect fit. And then all the music clearances are real easy then because we already have deals with them. So it was like, it was a good deal.
Yeah,
wow, that's incredible.
So that was like a 6 or 8 episode. I forget how many episodes. I think it was 6 episodes.
It was very short, yeah.
It was a short run. It was about a girl group that, you know, that's trying to make it in L.A. And, you know, it was you know, sort of Spice Girls type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the typical drama that you would know, you know, expect with that kind of thing. And then we were kind of like the cool producers on the show. And it was good. We did it. It was a good experience, and it kind of prepared me for stuff like Love and Hip Hop too, where I already knew how reality went. You know, like, okay, you got a mic this way, and you got to wait, and sometimes you got to say something over again because you didn't catch the angle right.
Right.
Just all that kind of stuff.
All right.
So yo, how many records do you have on Frank Ocean's album?
It's weird because he didn't really, his first album was a mixtape, so it was kind of a giveaway, which we did Swim Good. And then prior to that, we had done like 60 songs with him. You know what I mean? Like it was like similar to like our collection of music. You know what I mean? And it was like he started as a songwriter, so we kind of just worked with him for a few years, just developing and working on songs and letting him just do what he does. And he eventually kind of grew into the artist he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And I'm not even sure on what the final track listing on his album is going to be. I know we have at least one on there, but it's been like, I don't really know where he's at with that. You know, and he's got, you know, shout out to Frank Ocean. I think he's doing Coachella this weekend. So, you know,
he's doing Coachella.
But his attitude, he's very like progressive. Like he's very like, he doesn't really care about the label stuff or even like the album, like as far as the sales or like promoting a certain way or whatever. He wants to do it the way he wants to do it, and that's worked for him.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
right.
I love that about him. He's never ever compromised anything, even when he was songwriting. Like, he never compromised. If he doesn't want to do something, he just doesn't do it, even if everybody's saying, you know, yo, you gotta do that, and you'd be like, nah, I'm cool.
It'll change your career, but he sticks to what he's trying to do. His originality.
Shout out to him. I love what he's done because he's just basically stuck his finger up at the whole industry and it just worked. So, I mean, he'll ask me, like, what do you think, you know, what do you think the first single should be? Like, I don't even know why you're asking me because you'll probably do the opposite and it'll work. So, like, what is, you know, like, you'll ask an opinion, but I already know that it doesn't really matter because he's got so much integrity as an artist that, you know.
Wait, hold on, Swift. I got somebody on the line that want to talk to you, man.
Hi,
I got somebody on the line.
Hi, Swift.
Yeah, who's this?
Can you guess who this is? You want me to give you a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
Alright, my flow was like drugs, my tracks is G'd up, my entourage is thugs.
I know that. Who is this?
Who is that?
You know that? You produced the track, that's why. It's Paris.
What?
It's Precious.
What
up, Precious? Oh my God!
It's Precious.
Congratulations! Paris. I haven't even had a chance to talk to you. Congrats on everything, man.
They're like, oh, thank you, Swift.
Wait, I haven't spoken to you in years. But before
y'all
even get into it, I gotta let the listeners know on the live right
Precious
now,
Paris
along
exactly.
with Dirty Swift, we have Precious Paris. Now she's known as Paris. She is now she is the newest signee to G Unit Records.
She's
family. I'm so proud of her. Oh my God,
in
the reunion. What's going on?
Thank you. What's up? It's good. I haven't spoken to you in forever, Swift.
What was the first song we all did together?
Period,
the first song I've ever recorded with you. How did that song go? What the deal go is?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, man. So P, you know, we were just chopping it up with Swift. Swift was letting us know what he got going on. You know, he did the Love and Hip Hop joint. He's got the
I caught that episode
joint.
Too, Swift.
Yeah.
You
was looking
good, big homie.
Trying to do my thing. I'll see you. Yeah, man. You know, so, you know, we were chopping it up with him about what's going on with him. And Swift, we already, you know, I spoke to Pete earlier. You know, Pete said you call it holla at you, you know. So.
Oh, this is a setup.
Yeah. You know, we gonna have Pete back on though. I'm gonna have Pete probably next weekend. Pete, I'm gonna holla at you so we can.
Yeah,
you know.
I just called to say I just wanted to say hi to you, Swift, and see you doing your thing, and just wanted to say I love y'all.
I love you. Congrats on everything. I'm watching you. I'm watching everything you're doing.
Thank you.
So,
okay.
I'm really
proud.
Shout out to
Pete. I'll see you at Kelly's list. Thank you.
All right, congratulations.
Yo,
any exclusive, send them to me. You already know.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
All right. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host, Nadine Michelle. What up?
That's
man?
Right, y'all. We had this. Stars on the phone. I mean, Precious Paris just, you know, she just dropped and stuff. So that is crazy. And definitely hope she's back on the show next week because she could talk about From Paris with Love and all the great things she's got going on. She's really about to do it. So watch out, other kids from
man.
Queens. Watch your back.
Word up. So, Swift, man, yo, I want to thank you. For coming on the show and chopping it up with us. I know you're real busy working. I know how you work. I know your work ethic, brother. So, you know, I thank you for taking the time out. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you having me on.
Word up. So, you know, any exclusives, you know, send them to me. And also, you know, I'm working on the project. You know, I'm going to holler at you.
man.
Word up. Shout out to my man Bruce Wayne, also, you know, the other half of Midi Mafia, you know. Word up, shout out to him, and, you know, continued success to y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all,
congratulations
man.
On all those endeavors. You're doing really great things, and you're doing them at your own. You're not selling out or anything like that. You're getting it by your own merits, and it's a beautiful thing to see you rising like that. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Nadine, a.k.a. Sweet Sugar, was
Sugar,
it?
AKA Sugar, a.k.a. Highs, but just Nadine Michelle all the time.
Shut up. Yeah, man. All right, Swift, yo, Swift, thank you once again, man. And you already know, I'm here, man, anytime. You already know.
All right, for sure.
Yes, sir. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. You know, it's your boy Bassie, along with Nadine Michelle, Dirty Swift, Mini Mafia. He was just on the line. Oh, man, we just went back in the memory lane. Precious Paris, the newest
Paris.
G Unit. She just called up. It's crazy. I think we need to get to some music. I'm a little hype.
Definitely get to some music. And what you got for them next? Let's see. What's going on?
Oh, man. Let's just get it.
Dizzle, fizzle. The bizzle.
Bob, the flame. The flame.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 2002. And what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I'm a boss up. Hieroglyphically speaking. Or is it generally speaking? I'm the ambassador. Better yet, the professor of geology. Just bossing up right now. The boss would like to see you. Yeah. The boss would like to see you. Bugsy. The boss would like to see you. Gotti. The boss would like to see you. Capone. The boss would like to see you. Supreme. The boss would like to see you. Doggy. First black with a casino. The boss would like to see you.
Who, me?
Yeah, I ain't taking no orders no more. Boss.
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. We're doing balls right now. Something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we're gonna make it a little misty here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby.
Wait. Hold on. 6 Man Radio. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. Hey, yo, Nate, I had to cut it off because we didn't really get into no R&B, man. We got like 40 minutes left. We didn't really get into any R&B. You know, I want to kind of give it to him. I want to give him a little bit. Then I go back into a little bit more hip-hop. And then
Before we get up out of here.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, we got to give him a little bit of the grown and sexy. Like,
that's
what
exactly
we
right. We are the home of adult contemporary
hip-hop. Duh.
Come
and
on
R&B,
now.
And grown and sexy R&B.
You got to give it to them. You got to give them a little laugh.
You know, screaming. All right. So you know what? Let's just get into it. Let's hit it with my intro. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip-hop.
And R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Thank you.
Get it together, man. Listen next week and listen to my homie
Jerry Burrows, man. You already know it's going to be great. It's just going to be great. Nate, you know,
yep.
We got to get back into some more music and get up out of here, you know. But once again, it's been a great show. It's been great. Like, we knocking them out the park. What the hell's going on here, man? Yo, also, I want to let everybody know. I want to let everybody know we got a couple more shows coming up under the Six Man Radio umbrella. You know, Nadine's going to be doing a independent spotlight show coming soon. You know, so
that's
be
right.
On the lookout for that. And we also developing a sports commentary show, too, for y'all, too. So y'all could check that out where
yep,
y'all could call
and,
in and chime in on how y'all feel about the game that just happened or who's fighting or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
and then, you know,
yeah.
That's going to start up real soon. So a lot of things happen in sports. We're going to have that indie show with DJ Strike on there. Shout out to DJ Strike, who's going to be in
that's
Dubai
right.
next week with De La just dropped a new project, so that's gonna be crazy. They dropped, they got licensing with Duck Down, so that's an interesting little thing that's going on there too in hip hop. So we'll definitely touch on that. And we got a lot of things coming up, so stick with us every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30.
Yep, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. And we also sprinkle a little 80s MTV era music. Although we haven't done that yet, it's coming soon. Don't worry, I'm going to dedicate a special show. You know, I threw the sneak Monday night mixtape in there. The archive is going crazy. They going crazy over the archive. Nate, you need to check out the numbers on that. It's crazy.
I got to check it out.
But you know what? Yo, on that note, we're going to call it a wrap for this week. Next week, tune in. Check out Jerry Burrow. Shout to Precious Paris and Dirty Swift for calling in this evening. Shout to the Union. Shout to my artist XL. Shout to Lab, Timmy Guns. Shout to everybody, man. It's going down. Shout to Nadine Michelle. Thank you. Thank you for holding it down with me again this week.
Thank you for having me, of course.
You already know. All right. So let's get into some more music, man. Jadakiss, Thug It Out. Let's get it.
And now with the following collection of ghoulish sounds.
1, 2, 3, 3, 3. It is the place to be.
Fuck is everybody so mad at the South for? Learn how to switch your style up and go southpaw. If you ain't mean to say it, what you open your mouth for? Better reason for me to just open your scalp more. All these metaphors and similes are memories. I'ma expose these young boys' identities. I'm still slick with the tongue and quick with the gun. Dating back to whoever, I'm as sick as they come. Wars amongst the apprentices. And these little dudes is just playing with sentences. The difference is, they do it for less, I do it the best. How many live niggas you know that do it to death? Yes, life is a bitch and I came in similar to Mellow when it comes to the game winners. Whatever do, we can lock off or slug it out. Either way, you'll be amazed how I thug it out. What?
Put your hoodie on and just thug it on now.
Out of the Thompson is awkward. I understand Spanish much better than I talk it. I'm always down bottom, but I stay on some New York shit. Right now the budget is real tight, a meal's light, but real life I could drop whenever I feel like. Screw what the odds is, your boy got the artful Dodgers sitting on top of the night boots, marvelous. Compare me to nothing around. If you do, it's with the two that's up in the air, under the ground. Now 25, 357, all chrome heads, baseball gloves and champion hoodies, the cone heads. Me, I get the looting out, not less from shooting out. My flow is like the needles right before you get a root canal.
We the ones bugging out, slugging out. Show you what a thug about. It's a damn shame how we thug it out.
Talk over. Nigga, dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda and make Jay to the moi. Put his lips on his nine and really kiss the gang goodbye. You about to really make me hurt you, kiss. Spitting candy bars. This nigga sweeter than a Hershey kiss. Got some heat about to work the fifth. Resin off that purple shit. The Reverend gotta get a hearse to kiss you, bro. Talking about you rock yourself out. When I see you, gon' really wish you knock yourself out. When it was see, need the whole lot to help out. It's just me. I don't need the rock to help out. I can tell why style say the ghost of the shit. I can tell in your style you write most of your shit. Your name why, nigga, most of you bitch. Got me pissed, can't put your dick in the dirt. But you pussy, so I'ma fuck you when I'm lifting your skirt. We can spit it all, gun it out. 4/5 of M, run it out. Tell me, nigga, how you run a route. You still living in the basement of your mother house. I tried to have a little peaches, but it's running out. Probably need blood in your mouth. Knock your brains out, let the doc remind you what a thug is about. And I'm talking to Jada and any y'all motherfucker hater who like ain't wanna put down paper. Tell him meet me at any arena. Bring his mean, I spark him up, start you leave a stiff like the cleanest. Niggas got hit in the genders, he got gas hit in the engines. A pocket in the coop for the pigeons. Let the SK rifle your chest. Give your long wag at night and ain't no life after death. Hey yo, P-Pie handle this nigga. I rock your bells like L. I ain't cannabis nigga. Yeah, recess over for you playground niggas. Put shoot up a ladder, slide down a board. Fuck your monkey ass bars when I'm swinging this board. Can't duck when I land shots. Get buried in the sandbox. Sharks in the water, can't swim in the pool. No snacks after school and my stomach is full. Gotta bring it to him hard as shit. I take his ball over the fence to let the nigga know who yard is this. What's funny, Jason? Really think you grind me too. And everybody likes you better in that shiny suit. So no matter where you go, I'm a spot. Double RT in the body, I'm a pop. My punk make you lift up. Tech make you do a 360. Got gas that the government got. Motherfuckers, you thugging or not? Nah, fuck it, I don't wanna stop. My gun to pop is a fella. Tell me who you wanna rock. And I can show you how grimy done. I cuff your ass, strip your ass, whip your ass till your mommy come. I got the mask and the text and the Tommy guns. Leave it up the hole, the X out Tommy blunt. We get back with you old puff and double your debt. Double that quadruple the threat. Now look what you made me do. Brain blue, my team on the marine blue. Six scoop, speed it out, heat it out, weed it out. Haze and hydro on our way to YO. And that tennis shit, rent it shit, extended shit. You cheesecake niggas, my dogs get they finished it. And angel dust, come through and tame your puff. Think it's a game till your brains get touched. Yeah, nigga, let's clash the cruise. Attitude like Noah Gats and twos. I got 100 niggas, 100 K's. Rain on you for 100 nights, 100 days. Fuck a million man march, let a million men spark. Got a million men with heart. Yeah, nigga, fuck your peace. Motherfucker can't duck the beat. What made you stupid ass nigga wanna fuck with Steve? Come on, dog, just another verse. I know that poem got a stash, rubbing got another verse.
Whoa, whoa.
New York, get the bloody money. Dirty cash, loud niggas, smoke weed. Car seat staff, you monkey walk. I'm hunchback, sneak quiet, talk about me gossip. Get the death when I pop up. I'm valid in gas, the dope bust when they supposed to. Been around you, playing close, but wasn't close to you. Set up with weed, you coming, I saw you cut corners. Tie you up, see your lip, wrist bleeding. Cowboy rope, choke your throat. Put the bogey out in your face. Now your face lays like ashtray face. Stay with Gat on my way, get a guard face.
Six Man.
Radio.
You are now listening to the Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to the Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Yo, y'all take y'all asses on.